But one of the soldiers stabbed his side with the spear, and immediately blood and water flowed. Happy Good Friday. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God is dead, and you killed him. Oh, your sins, that is. And our sins are so great, our sins are so grievous, that we want to make sure that he is taken off the cross as quickly as possible. We wouldn't want our dead God to interfere with our Passover celebration. And so therefore, get him out of here. We have no use of him. He is, after all, unclean. There's no need to break his legs. He's already dead. Can't you see? The weight of our beating, the weight of our punishment, oh, and indeed, the weight of our sins has crushed him. But in order to make sure, but in order to be absolutely positive, we will stab him in the side to make sure he's dead. Oh, and indeed, he was indeed very dead. All you have to do is follow the blood and the water. But he's God. You and I would never, we would never do that to God. If I would have been there, it would have been different. I would have seen from the get-go who he was and why he was there. Oh, I tell you, I would have stuck up with him. I would have taken those Jews for a ride. I would have defended him all the way, even to the point of my death. They would have never, ever crucified Jesus if I had been there. But no, Isaiah tells us that there was nothing about him to attract us to him. Nothing. He appeared as just another face in the crowd. There was nothing about him that would make us want to follow him. He was like ordinary. Kind of like milk toast. We would have thought him stricken by God. Afflicted indeed. Oh, we would have felt sorry for him, but follow him? No. All of our transgressions, by them he was wounded. And all of our iniquities crushed him like a bug. The punishment, oh, that brings you and I peace, was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. Man, how can there be any joy on this day? How can there be any happiness surrounding this Friday? Why do we call it good anyway? We killed Jesus. Good? Well, it can't possibly be any worse now, could it? We've executed God himself. What have we done? Oh, he bore our sins, he bore our sorrows, and our griefs were all piled upon him. Man, there's no sadness for us anymore. He's taken it all away. God has only love for you and for me. Just follow the blood and the water. You'll see. Oh, the water that flows from the side of Christ flowed right into the baptismal font that ushered you into the kingdom of God. You who were dead in your trespasses and sins have been recreated by that water. washed away Adam's sin that you were born into. It has cleansed you of your sins, a thought, word, and deed that you do every stinking day. In all of our sins, washed away in that watery flood of God's Son's love for us, flowing from His pierced side. The blood Jesus shed upon the cross that sprayed out of His side, deposited right in the chalice of the supper. For at that supper, you drink the salvation as you feed on the body and blood of Jesus Christ under bread and wine. Dear friends, we have murdered God's only Son. But the joy of Good Friday is that by His death we are saved. That the good is Good Friday. It's a happy day because of what Jesus has done for us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Almighty God, graciously behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and delivered into the hands of sinful men, to suffer death upon the cross. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.